Welcome to the Life Lab Notes first ever audio advent calendar, featuring Christmas traditions from around the world and through the ages. There may be a few recipes and holiday stress management tips thrown in, and maybe a reindeer. Probably not a reindeer. December 15th, 2015. If you want your Christmas crush to be historically accurate, you should not include the three wise men. Only one biblical account of the birth of Jesus mentions the Magi, that's in Matthew chapter 2, and it doesn't say when they arrive, only that it's sometime after Jesus' birth, and that they went to him at a house, not a stable, and only his mother was said to be present. Here's what St. Clement of Alexandria wrote sometime between the years 198 and 203. And there are those who have determined not only the year of our Lord's birth, but also the day. And the followers of Basilides hold the day of his baptism as a festival, spending the night before in readings. And they say that it was the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar, the 15th day of the month of Tobi, and some that it was the 11th of the same month. In case you don't have your Coptic calendar handy, the 11th and 15th of the month of Tobi are January 6th and 10th, respectively, in the Julian calendar. That's the 19th and 23rd in the Gregorian calendar. We also don't really know how many there were, but the three gifts of frankincense, gold, and myrrh helped us assume there were three. In some Eastern Christian traditions, there are 12. That original ancient Greek word, magi, is most often translated into English versions of the Bible as wise men. But the word magi, like maybe every other word in the world, can be accurately translated a few different ways. It means practitioner of magic, including astrology and alchemy. It can also mean a follower of Zoroastrianism, or a priest of that religion. Zoroastrianism is one of the world's oldest religions, by the way, and I love this basic tenet of theirs. Humata, huchta, huvarshta. Good thoughts, good words, good deeds. No matter what they studied or what made them wise, we don't know that they were kings. Later Christian writings called them kings, probably connecting Psalm 72:11, may all kings fall before him, as prophecy. The names of the three guys who came to visit Jesus on some date after he was born come from a 6th century Greek chronicle, which was translated, poorly, by an anonymous guy into what scholars really do call Excerpta Latina Barbari. That translates as excerpts in bad Latin. Not only did this anonymous translator make translation mistakes, he also just made some stuff up, including some fictional royalty. This is our source for these magi names. Oh, the names. The famous ones are Balthazar, Melchior, and Caspar. But there are several other versions, none of which I can pronounce. You can read them at lifelabnotes.weebly.com. The Life Lab Notes 2015 Advent Calendar was written and produced by me, Sylvie Zamora, with theme music by Phil Ward, and recorded at Shy Cat Studios. Life Lab Notes is dedicated to the pursuit of interesting and possibly helpful insights about humans and life. Whatever you celebrate, and however you celebrate it, all the best.